First, we're going to France because, as you may be aware, there's striking going on. Riots in Paris and Bordeaux as masked protesters hurl rocks at police. Riot police officers recently clashed with protesters during a demonstration held as part of a nationwide labour actions in Paris. I'm joined on the programme now by Paris journalist Stéphane De Vries. Good morning, Stéphane.
Good morning.
What is the background to this situation in France?
Well, it all started with a labor reform bill that was introduced by the government around 2 months ago. The unemployment in France is very high, above 10% for many, many years now. And it's one of the few countries in Europe where the unemployment is still actually rising and not really going down. So the government wanted to do something about it. This was one of the election promises of François Hollande when he got elected in 2012. But the problem with this bill, according to the protesters, is that it is actually far too liberal, and liberalism in France is still being frowned upon. It's actually a dirty word. But if you look at the law, the details, it really shouldn't shock people in Ireland because it basically makes it easier for employers to hire, but also to fire people. And that's one of the main reasons why unemployment is so high in France. It's very difficult to get rid of people, and that's the reason why companies don't want to hire people. So the government wanted to tackle unemployment, and that was basically putting oil on the fire, and that the result is that France is now ready for almost 2 months in a very tense situation.
And it's of great interest beyond France, of course, and to be a little bit selfish about it, you know, lots of people maybe are planning to head to France for the bank holiday weekend, and you know, the European Football Championship is upcoming as well. Is there any end in sight for this or on this?
Well, the latest news is that this morning petrol stations were receiving fuel again. So there are still long queues in front of petrol stations, but it is possible to get fuel. So which was far more difficult at the beginning of this week. The situation is especially difficult in the west of the country, so where the ferries from the UK arrive. You shouldn't find too much troubles on the road, on the high roads, on the highways. The petrol stations are functioning normally, but you have to take into account a little bit of delay if you travel around France. And considering the Euro 2016 football tournament, yeah, of course, this is a huge embarrassment for the French government, because the president François Hollande thought that this tournament would be finally some kind of happy episode after, of course, a very horrible 2015 with the terrorist attacks, but also with a very bad economy. And it seems that the party is being disrupted now by the unions.
And of course, you know, many people flying from Ireland to Portugal, for example, will fly through French airspace, and that can be affected by the traffic controllers. What's the situation as it relates to that action? And is it linked? It's not linked as such, is it?
No, it's not really linked, but a lot of people who are on strike now, they use this labour law as an excuse for all kinds of other issues. For instance, there's also a strike going on at the National Railways. About two of every four trains are not running. And they have a totally different conflict with the National Railways. But they're using the sort of mood of contest against the government, fighting against the government, as an excuse for this strike. This is also the case for the air traffic controllers. At this very moment, there are not many delays when it comes to air traffic. The strikes are not really followed by a lot of members of the unions at the air traffic controller. So there are some possible delays. You should check with your airline company, but it's not very disrupting right now. It could become worse, though, in the next couple of weeks, because, of course, the unions know that when the holidays start, which is at the end of June for most of Europe, then they will have much more attention if they are able to block roads, airports, railways, etc. So you have to check really carefully the current situation day by day, because it can change very quickly. But the government has said we will not let us blackmail. We are not being blackmailed by the unions. This bill will continue. So it's more or less a standoff.
It is indeed. Briefly, popular opinion then. Of course, this is the government's mandate. They were elected. Your regular Joe Soaps, I suppose. Do they back the government or do they back the workers?
Well, it's a paradox, actually. 65%, according to a poll yesterday, support the workers that are on strike, but also over 50% still support the reform of the labour market. So it's quite contradictory. However, of course, François Hollande and his government, where they were elected in 2012, quite an important majority, but François Hollande in these 4 years has become the most unpopular president ever in France's history. Even in his own party, a lot of MPs don't want to vote for him anymore. And in 11 months from today, there are the presidential elections, and as it looks now, it's very likely that François Hollande will join the ever-growing army of unemployed people in France next year.
And finally, Stéphane, as you mentioned, Paris and France generally has come through a very difficult year. I don't want to contribute to that in terms of putting people off travelling, but the headlines are, riot police and rock-throwing thugs in balaclavas. I presume that's isolated and it's been sensationalised a little bit, or am I wrong?
Well, yes, no, you're absolutely right. The thing is that in France has a tradition of very violent protests. So if you see the riot police, they're always there whenever there's a protest going on, even if the protest is non-violent. It has become more violent over the last couple of weeks, but it's part of the tradition. And if you're visiting France, you really have nothing to fear of. You just have to stay out of the areas where the protests are taking place, because the French police use a lot of tear gas. And I've been amidst those protests with tear gas as a reporter, and I can tell you that's not very, very pleasant. But it's not very likely that as a tourist you will be confronted with this situation. So I would just say to your listeners, come to France. It's still a beautiful country, and you can still have a nice time. In spite of all the protests.
Yeah, it is on my list, Stéphane. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Have a very good morning.
Thank you very much.